call our joint session, Commissioner Park.
Call joint session for June 13th for the county council.
I will stand for the flag, please.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, we have three requests for people to speak. Tim Wittrich, can you come up? Let your voice heard.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say until I see what this presents to the council commission.
Well, that's what we're going to do if you guys are going to speak. That's what you want to do.
If that's correct, but I don't know what I'm going to say until I know what you're thinking about voting on.
Don Slater, is he here?
Slater.
Don Good?
I'm a little bit in line like Tim, but I'll say, you know, what I came to say is I'm really concerned as you guys look for these options. We had an open meeting in the school. Appreciate that opportunity to have that discussion. But we look at our county. There's a particular interesting day to have this meeting. I just paid my quarterly taxes. So taxes comes to our mind. We sit in the county with the highest income tax in the state. And now we're going to go into a proposal here where we're looking at anywhere from $2 to $8 million. Understand, some of this absolutely has to be done. The structural repairs of the building, not an option. ADA, safety, and a good environment for our courthouse people. All those are necessary things that have to be done. I question anything above and beyond that at this time. I think there's a lot of unknowns when we look at the county building down by the library. Is it ADA compliant? Is it going to need an investment in it? So if we tap ourselves out now, we set ourselves up for the same problem we have in Illinois. We only did this in Illinois. And we just lost the business next to us. 360 jobs moved to Indiana. And it's all based on taxes. If we continue to tax businesses, as we cap the agricultural taxes, if there's a need to go to the well again, it's going to come to the back of the businesses and homeowners. Mm-hmm. I can see us in the same place where they are. They don't have a way out of this because they are in that death cycle of having to raise taxes in order to cover their expenses, which drives more businesses out. They have to raise it on the remaining tax payers. So as you look at this, I think, you know, we have to be really, really cognizant of the fact that this is a long-term process. This is not going to be something that we're doing 5 years and we're cleaning it and gone from it. My kids are going to be paying these taxes. A lot of these other people are going to be in. I think we need to be very, very careful. If you can tell us, you know, we can get the taxes down on the income and not raise these taxes to those harmful to the county, I don't think too many people would have that concern. I'm going to make a suggestion. You guys can do what you want. This is a big issue that comes to the county. It's one of the bigger issues we've had since we had the jail addition. When you looked at the planning commission, they took a cross-section of the citizens. They asked them to come together, look at the planning commission, look at what being produced, and then make a suggestion back to provide to you guys to judge that. I think if you want buy-in on this, and you're going to ask these folks to pay on this for the next 10, 15, whatever years, it makes a lot of sense to take that same approach, bring some people from business, from education, from the town, so forth, have them look at options. Are there other options you haven't looked at? Consider those options and then make the decision. I think we'll have a buy-in of the county, and I think the people, whether they agree or not, are going to feel a lot better represented by that process. So I appreciate it.
All right. Jeff Johnson, you want to come up and do your presentation for us?
Good evening. This is basically the culmination of 3 years.
Jeff, can you move that mic closer to your mouth, please?
Better?
Thank you.
This is the culmination of the last 3 years' work. I sent all of you guys an email this afternoon outlining pretty much everything that's been presented over the last year and a half, probably. It went over alternatives, what we've looked at as far as alternatives went, overall cost, the cost of the actual project as presented, but it also gave the differences in some of the other alternatives that we've come up with. This project isn't just about an expansion. It's about taking a building that we've had for 100 years and making it last another 100. It's about safety. It's about security, courtroom and public safety. Moreover, it's about ADA compliance. There's a lot of danger in not being compliant with ADA mandates. Having said that, at this point, with all the information I've given you guys, do you have any questions thus far on anything that I've passed along?
Do we get a lockdown price on just the ADA elevator? I know some of them got stuck in there at the end of the day.
On this building?
Yeah, for this building.
The last number I got, I think, was $160,000. Right.
That's where this one got down. Upgrading this one, making it so that it's large enough. Like
that was the cost that was quoted in a year and a half ago. So there's probably some change in that. I wouldn't imagine much. We remember that we had the same elevator in the annex building. And to answer Mr. Good's comment, the annex building is not compliant as far as the elevator goes. It has some shortfalls in it, but overall, I mean, those are things that we can repair for relatively low cost on our own.
To get parts for the elevator, I know there's it.
But they all have to be special made. And the control boards, the big electrical panels for those elevators, they don't make those or service those anymore. So if we had one that goes out, they have to ship it away to have it repaired. So with that, I come tonight to get direction from both boards to find out how you want me to proceed. What the next step is. I've gathered all the information that I can gather. I've passed on all the information I can pass. So we're at this point. I need some decision on how to go forward from here.
Is that information that can be shared with everybody in here?
All of the information. I'd share the information with anybody.
I mean, tonight. Do people in here know what all you're talking about?
It's been presented at both public meetings.
Well, that wasn't my question. The people sitting in this room know the different options and costs of what you're looking at.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Jeff, do you want to read your alternative overview for the courthouse renovation and repair?
Okay. Is everybody in here aware of the current courthouse project as it's being presented with the addition and the repairs and renovation?
Okay.
Another alternative was building a new building off-site and renovating the courthouse. And I want to point out that in the current building project, the most expensive portion is renovating the current courthouse. New government building construction ranges from $150 to $350 square foot. I use $250 square foot as average. Building a $150 square foot building would be the equivalent of the license branch or one of those buildings on the north side of town. I have, without knowing the land cost, because I don't know where this would be built, for a 9,625 square foot building, we're looking at $2.4 million. We still have to repair the attic and repairs to this building. That's taking into account renovations here as well for ADA compliance and that sort of thing. Site work at the courthouse for the exterior, we're looking at $6 million total. So that option is $500,000 short of the current building project. And if you look at that in terms of how it, the property tax impact, it would be like, I think, $4 cheaper per year on property tax. But it also splits the government offices between the center of town and the north side, so HR and all that stuff would be taken away from the government center. With bonding, soft costs, allowances, the cost is still in the $8 million range, just as the current building project is $8.5 million because of the soft costs. Building a new facility completely off-site, ditching the courthouse entirely with the same square footage that we need would be a 22,000 square foot building. This is without renovating the courthouse. The construction cost for a building that size is $5.5 million. Again, I don't have land cost. I don't have the price of what a parking lot would cost. Those are, in the grand scheme of things, those are small, but we still have to repair the courthouse because, again, it's still a public building and still has to have access because it's a public building. I've got the entry work on the outside of this building at $250,000. That takes into account the new elevator as well as site work on the outside. And that totals $6.8 million, which is with the soft costs involved, it's still $9 million. New construction, I went by that twice. We looked at existing buildings in the county because there was a lot of suggestions that we've gotten. Some of them were taking current unused buildings in the county and renovating them for our use. We looked at buildings such as the Auburn House and the Old County Home Building in order to determine feasibility and found that the amount of work to renovate such buildings in order to bring them up to code and design for government office space did not justify the cost. And again, you're still splitting offices. The Opera House, as an example, is on the historic registry, and because grant money was used to renovate the exterior of the building, the exterior cannot be modified. That was one of the points that was passed on to us when we looked at the building. I also looked into the possibility, this was another suggestion, of moving the circuit court to the Justice Center, as suggested by some, with reconfiguring the upper floor and adding on to the building. This is also unfeasible due to cost, but also because the courthouse itself would still require repair and ADA compliance work, so the cost would still be near that of the originally suggested project. Additionally, we are out of document storage space. All the mandates, safety requirements, security concerns, and space are solved with the expansion for near the same cost as the other options. The difference is that with the expansion, we'll also add to the revitalization of the downtown area in concert with the Main Street program. No matter what decision is made, the courthouse has to be repaired to meet all compliance mandates and safety and security mandates. Did that help?
Jeff,
no.
Jeff, could you, one, you asked the audience to understand what the current building project meant. I'm assuming not everyone does, so please just go over what the current building project was consisting of.
Okay, the current building project, as suggested, would consist of repairing the current structure. That's all the exterior of the building, the stairwells, the attic, the outside of around the roof. That also takes into some account the sewage system. Then the renovation.
What was that cost there?
The renovation?
No, on the repairs.
The repairs is $1.1 million. But that is, the majority of that is the exterior of the building. The renovation of the courthouse, which is all the interior work, is $2.5 million. The reason that's so high is because we have to put in suppression and fire systems. We have to, the drainage system in the building is subpar. The bulk of the basement floods all the time. We have to do something about airflow and the basement floors. And there's electrical considerations.
HVAC,
HVAC, yeah, that's also involved in it. But a lot of the HVAC costs
it gets absorbed into the addition cost.
Right.
We, there's still some HVAC involved in it because we have to fit the side to work along with it, but that, you're right. So that's $2.5 million. The site work is for the exterior, the courtyard and that, preparing it for the addition, as well as making the entrance walk and approach ADA compliant, and some parking work on the west side. And then the last thing is the actual addition itself, which is 2.8, which...
Could you review the... Sorry, Jeff, and I just want to try to get everyone all on the same page. Mm-hmm. Some people have heard it's just the commissioner's room. Could you just do go through a list of the potentials of the what would fit in that new renovation, or new addition, excuse me, please?
The new addition, it contains a commissioner's room, and then this room would be reallocated for court use. The also in the new addition would be the same point of entry and security area, the IT department's
server room.
We have the auditor's office and the assessor's office, and the building inspector, we'd be moving them into this building, which also solves a little problem there. Those three offices work together, so bringing them into the same building, it makes sense. But the IT department would be here. There would be ADA-compliant bathrooms. That's another issue that we've got with this building. The bathrooms we have in the basement aren't ADA-compliant, and in order to make them ADA-compliant, you'd have to restructure the way that the basement works. That means moving load-bearing walls, tearing out the concrete floor and part of the walls in order to put new sewer systems in. Some of the upstairs would be used for document storage. It would get all of our documents out of the basement of the jail and out of the county highway and move them into one location that's readily available for everybody. We looked into costs of building one of the things that somebody suggested is we just build a document storage building, and that, the low-end document storage building, would be $200,000. So with this, it's taken care of. It's included. Also in that building would be, I don't have the plans right here in front of me.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
The single point of entry. The new elevator would be in that section. I say the new elevator. What we have now isn't really an elevator; it's a man lift, so it doesn't meet ADA requirements. This would. So it's an addition that is going to be well used. The space is needed because of the limited space we have now, and I think that's all I can really say on that. Without presenting the blueprints and pointing everything out.
Correct, Jeff. I might want to add with the in regards to the restrooms. Again, ADA compliant male and female restroom, but also what they now call family restrooms, allowing the married couple or a male or female both go in, utilize the facility without, in privacy, without having to worry if, well, I'm in a woman's restroom helping my wife Lisa go to the bathroom. It allows those accommodations that are as of the need of today. I don't want to put my wife on the spot tonight, but my wife is currently confined to a wheelchair. Hopefully it's not permanently, temporarily. We have Emily here permanently confined to a wheelchair. But I had my wife make her way into this facility to come to this meeting tonight, and she's sitting over there in the corner. And I'll speak for her unless she wants to speak up a second.
No.
So what she discovered was she rolled onto the elevator frontwards, realized that she had to shut the door just to operate the elevator. She couldn't do that. She had to roll back out into the lobby, turn around, roll back in backwards, pull the gate shut, shut the door, and then push the button. But then she had to push the alarm because she wasn't going anywhere. Now, luckily someone was in the building that was able to hear that alarm go off and go and assist her to get to where she needed. So now, she's sitting in this room, and she happened to have to use that restroom with the wheelchair that you see to your right. She can't. There's a 2.5-3-inch lip right there to use that restroom. Otherwise, she's going to have an accident going down the stairs just trying to get into the basement to where the restroom's at. Now, if my wife Lisa or Emily or any other individual that wanted to have the wonderful opportunity to work for Pulaski County, either here in the courthouse or the annex, she's going to get the courtesy interview. And she may be the best damn qualified candidate, but that's all she's going to do is get that courtesy interview. Because the employer will damn well know that she can't work here. She can't guarantee that she's going to get up here to the second floor or the third floor. Now, we recognize there was a date that the state federal government says is a deadline to have your facilities ADA compliant. We are beyond that by how many years, Jeff?
4 years.
And at that point, the federal government, state governments have tools in their toolbox to start assessing fines, withholding monies for being non-compliant. Yes, no matter what, we have to make this ADA compliant. Yes, I agree. To what extent of the other things, we're not just looking at the ADA, but I'm looking at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road. Right now, Mr. IT Director, I'm going to ask you a question. Currently, all your electrical hardware is sitting under what?
Under sprinkler heads.
So a sprinkler head. In case someone happens to pull the fire alarm in the Justice Center, there wipes out all our electronics that we have. Why? Because back 20 years ago, roughly, when we built the jail system, computers were kind of there, not like they are now, and it still wasn't a thought about. So there's an addition here to this facility, if we did an addition, not a renovation, is to accommodate the future in the IT world so that the server room that has to be specially built to code to prevent you from having your $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 loss of equipment. And I don't know if the insurance will cover us because we're neglectful. Stupid on us for putting it underneath a sprinkler head. There are several things there that are in question. And we have a judge in the room, Judge Shern. I'm sure you will be able to speak on your own. His hands become tied from the judicial branch of our state and federal government. Prisoners, inmates, whatever you want to call them, can't be in contact with the public. Now, we can start trying to build a tunnel that they need to come through and get here to our facility. But is that going to be the right answer? His employees can't be in contact with these individuals, so we have to provide our privacy or safety for our employees. And whatever way we go. In the idea of just doing a renovation to this facility and getting the ADA security, single point entry, our restrooms, elevator, etc., we would have to take a pre-existing building and try to put a band-aid fix and make everything fit to what is currently available. Or if we went to a renovation, that renovation design would already have these things in their consideration. Whether it be the HVAC, whether it be the, help me out, Jeff, the furnace, the plumbing, the proper plumbing for the restrooms, et cetera, for each floor. Saturday, I attended a Quilt of Valor program at the middle school, at Merrimack Middle School. 80 of our veterans were so honorably recognized for quilts. I was honored, and so was my brother. And a special thank you goes out to all those that participated and made each stitch go into those quilts. I appreciate that, and thank you. But as I look around that room, right now I know two individuals that were in that room, and probably a third individual that had some relation that were being recognized there that day. Our Veterans Service Office is currently on the second floor of our annex. And if that elevator goes down, then our veterans are not able to go and seek out the needed help they need. So whatever renovation, addition, or project we decide, we need that facility's ADA compliant. It's a tough decision. I get it. I bet if I ask the question of the community that have children, how many of you are paying for a cell phone for your children? You're forking out maybe $75, $80 a month, and you're not polite to them every month when that bill comes in. That's not a necessity. Some people say it's a need, some say it's a necessity. But yet we adjusted our lifestyle to accommodate, to take care of them. Those are our loved ones. This is our facility for our county. And it's like a marriage. If we don't work together in this marriage, it's going to end up in a divorce. Mike, I know it's tough.
It's a tough set here, Larry. I didn't know it was a marriage. It's okay, though.
We have to take up right care of our property. We have to take care of our family. We have to take care of our employees. I can't go forward tonight without making a motion and be able to live with myself knowing that we didn't do something today or next month. Some in the room want me to say, Commissioner Brady, you got a new set of commissioners coming up January 1st, and let's delay this till then. Well, dang it. When I was a command chief, I inherited what the previous command chief, whatever purpose they had, good or bad, I inherited it. Whatever comes as of January 1st, those commissioners and those council members newly elected are going to inherit the program, good or bad. And the next generation is going to do the same. We can only do our best.
And that's all we can ask for each of ourselves is to do our best and be mindful. In the civilian sector, if the tanker of gas that just came into your station and you're the owner of that tanker or that station, and all of a sudden you got to bump up your cost of your gas that you're selling to the public, you have no problem going out to that signboard and raising that dollar sign.
Go to bet.
It goes up and we still pay. And I understand your frustration. You don't want to. I get it. But yet we still have to make a living. But that's, you know, whether it be in the grocery store, whether it be the paper cost for printing up business cards, whether it's selling corn, we gotta do what we need to be able to keep going. Sir.
I just want to ask, how did the person be able to get to be able to speak this evening?
You can get up and speak. You should put your name on the agenda so we know how to speak. If you want to talk, just stand up and start talking. That
well, well
okay.
I just
go ahead. You go ahead.
I'll go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well.
Can you introduce yourself on record here, please?
Harvey, get your name and so the
Harvey, your point,
Francisville. A lot of things have been said this evening. Yeah. One thing I didn't realize is I've actually been looking at this project for 3 years. That surprised me, not knowing about it. The first time I knew about it was about a week before the previous meeting at West Central. And at that time, I even stated this. I'm sure it's my fault that I didn't know about it. But when I look at and some of the reasonings too tonight, I think you said that this building has to be renovated or fixed to ADA no matter what you do anywhere else.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we know that this building has to be fixed to be ADA. I think that's
and security. The security is coming from the justice, the state justice. Am I right, Judge?
You want me to talk about security?
If you would, please, just to yes, please, Billy.
Well, the judicial conference of the state of Indiana, the Indiana Supreme Court, has a committee on security. They have issued what I call, basically, as Mr. Brady said, the public is not, nor personnel are not to be exposed to criminals. Courthouses and counties have done a variety of things. There are some courthouses, which most all courthouses now are locked down with a single point of entry, like Jasper County, for example. Fulton County, I talked to their prosecutor. They're essentially going to have a roving officer or an officer in the court system. So there's a variety of things. I'm realistic. If it works, the house stays as it is, as in many courthouses in Indiana where they don't do anything, it's almost impossible to accomplish that. But if you build a new structure, you have to really go for what I call the Cadillac plan, which means the segregation of employees and the public from prisoners. So if you have a brand new addition, and that's a renovation which includes that, it's got to have, I think the recommendation is, that type of plan. Short of that, if you would just remodel interior, then we have to address it the best we can, because we realize in old courthouses like this, you're not going to accomplish what their ideal would be for that total segregation. So we go back to the drawing board. So, but there is a committee, and you know, you never know when the Supreme Court can mandate or can issue a mandate order. Basically said, sit back and see what happens and how we deal, how we address security. So, you know, I'll work with the powers that be to address security. If we just maintain the building in its current footprint, or if we build on, then I'll help address that so it's in compliance with the current certain rules. But security is an issue that everybody's prior, and I don't know many courthouses now that aren't single points of entry. And that, to be honest, you're going to add another employee to 2.5 employees per year to run a single point of entry. That, you know, it's not just the cost of the metal detector, it's the cost of personnel to run that. So that's another security issue and cost. I haven't ordered anything. I haven't mandated anything. I haven't really
you know, discussed. I've gone over the plans with Jeff and pointed out where I think the initial drawings were lacking some. I understand they're working on those to get them in compliance with the Supreme Court rule. And the county's had that rule for years now, ever since we started talking. So,
Mr. Duane.
So then if it was a renovation, some of that security may be okay as far as if a new building and addition, I look at it as if you're just fixing this building's renovation.
Yes.
You're adding on, you know, you've got the addition.
That's the addition.
That's the new stuff.
Yes.
Then you've got to have all your security then the way some of these big counties have.
Correct.
Okay.
But that could mandate that future date anyway. We may have to have, just like the ADA stuff, when we slip by the year, can they come in and mandate it? Will they do that? I don't know.
So then, is that because of the court, probably?
I think so. I think it'd be because of the court.
Then it was because of the court.
Because of the way the situation is in the country today. Yeah. I mean, they're just afraid.
Sure.
You know, I know Pulaski County didn't have to worry about it, but that don't matter.
Well, I think the court brings in more situations where you don't have strife.
Well, that's a different issue, really. It's non-contact with the public and the prisoners, and we're talking about the single point. It's a little different.
Yeah. Well, the single point of entry is for all employees because you probably have more people mad at Holly Banderay when they get their tax assessment than they do me. Honestly speaking, because, it's not necessarily always a criminal. It's a guy who's lost his kids. And a divorce that comes in distraught. So it's broader than just criminal. And that's why so many courthouses have gone just security.
Right after our last meeting, one at West Central, I went back to Albany, Illinois. My wife's sister is from there. She happens to be worked at the assessor's office at the county down there. And actually, right now, they're renovating their building. So her office is actually in just a downtown office while they renovate. And I mentioned to her that our county is looking at actually going on. And the comment she made is that nowadays you don't need a whole lot of room for your records. You put them on microfilm. And you get rid of a lot of that excess stuff. Do your microfilm, get rid of it. So I just want to mention that. I'm about to sit down. Yes, I made a note because you talked about IT equipment. I put something over that thing so it doesn't get wet. Or plumb the sprinkler.
Oh, yeah.
But, if you think about this, you don't have to raise taxes. And do you think people, companies, are going to want to come into Plaskett County with increased taxes? I think the answer is no. But I do say renovate.
Thank you.
ADA and renovate.
Thank you. All right, sure.
I'm for the ADA 100% all the way, but I think to put another dime in this old relic is nonsense. To go out and build a new one would make more sense. If you're going to do it, put money into something other than this place is for value, and you all know. You can do anything you want, but it costs up, whatever, you're still going to have the same thing. And you don't feel any kind of rattle. That's my opinion. But the ADA, I understand we need that. And I'm for. But if you're going to spend money, go out here and build a new building on new ground where you can have a parking lot. Instead of what you got here, there's no place to park anything.
Sir, what dollar amount would you allow us to go up to?
Common sense. And that's what the council and you guys got, common sense.
Correct.
I hope you do.
And I think I would agree, from what I've heard and what I've heard in the meetings that we've held, and there, you said you've gotten suggestions. What kind of suggestions have you gotten from the public as far as you gave these breakdowns? And what would be the total cost of the renovation? Is that what I'm hearing? Renovation?
Renovation, ADA.
And ADA combo.
Well, the renovation and the repairs are two separate things. So
right.
The building needs repair,
If you're looking at repairs, renovation, and site work, you're looking at about 3.7 million.
And that site work includes ADA?
Yes. Well, that's set up. That, when I say yes to the ADA question, that is preparing for the approach to the new building. Now, if the new building didn't go into that, I wouldn't know without delving further into that how much. I think I said 250,000. I think you'd be looking at probably 100,000 for the approach. I think. So
then the HVAC too, do you know?
No. And that doesn't include any of, well, I guess the renovation would include the alarm systems and stuff.
Sprinkler system.
Yeah.
And what was that total?
For the repairs, it's 1.1 million. The renovation is 2.5. The site work would be probably 100,000.
So you're saving 2.8 million for the addition?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and I don't know if that's a pretty decent representation what we have in here, but does that sound like something that would be feasible for those representing the community today?
So a total of 3.6 million to get you everything you need?
No.
No.
We wouldn't get the space, and the building wouldn't be ADA compliant, just the entry and the, you'd have to put in the 250 for the new elevator. Mm-hmm. So you have to add another 150,000 to that.
Also, I thought the elevator was 180, you said earlier. It's 250.
Added together with the outside site work. It's 250 because site work would be 100,000. The
the new design, the new building, if we went that route, would be, it'd have the elevator incorporated into that, and we would use this one anymore. We have to modify the area where this one is, that's going to cost more to get there.
I do have a question that moving along the same lines.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeffrey said it's 2.8 million to make the addition of the courthouse.
Yes.
But then you said it was 2.5 million to build a new building.
No.
2.5. New building is
another
off site.
Another alternative.
Another off site to take place of what the space of the new addition is going to be.
If it's a 9,600 square foot building like the addition would be, the construction cost for building alone was 2.4. You have to add to that because we still have to fix this one.
For right now, I'm just asking about building off-site versus building addition.
Okay, just for the building itself, I figured a little over 2.4, but that was just for the building.
That's the build off-site?
Yep, but that didn't include anything else. That didn't include
the... How many square feet was that building in the
basement?
96.25.
I'll do it for half that.
Amen.
Easy.
Amen.
For half of 2.5. Easy. And so you pay me 1.2 and then I'll build you a nice building.
That's right.
So, I mean, here's why I asked that, because what you showed us over here to add on was a three-story limestone building. Beautiful building. How can that only be 400,000 more than building another off-site facility, which would be single level?
What are you basing your square foot cost on?
I built it. You mentioned the license branch. You said 150? About half that is what that cost me to build that. I built that.
You were able to build a building for $75 a square foot.
That's correct.
Houses aren't even being built for that.
Trust me, I did.
Okay, I trust
this,
you.
I'm just saying.
You
compared it to that. So, well, first off, houses have kitchen cabinets. They have all this nice stuff. And an office building is an office building. I mean, it doesn't have to be all this, everything else, but that's why I'm trying to figure out how you're going to build off-site, single-level structure that could be brick, but it's not a three-story limestone building with elevators and anything else for $400,000 less. I don't know how that fits in there. But, and I'm not going to bust your chops, I'm just pointing this out to the council, because, I mean, what I understand, the commissioners will make a motion, and you guys are the ones that spend the money, right? Oh, boy.
We're going to have to approve a bond, because this is, we don't have that kind of money for the kids. We're going to have to bond regardless.
Okay. So, you know, we're looking at, and we talked about this at West Central, too. You know, we're looking at spending $10 to $12 million of our taxpayers' money. So, I don't disagree at all. I mean, Larry, he gave a pretty heartfelt, scary thing there with ADA and everything else. And I don't disagree. Nobody here disagrees with ADA compliance, security for the courthouse, and everything else, good working conditions for the employees. But you can't spend $12 million in Plaskett County to do that. There are other alternatives. You could build off-site and do a lot of things for about half of what you want to spend. It may not be beautiful, and it may not be limestone, but it will serve the purpose for our county. Our population hasn't changed in 40 years, same as it was in 1970. So, you know, if you could tell me that we need to spend $10 million to attract business in, to attract someone into this county, to bring in more revenue, man, I'm all for it. Most people in here are business owners. We're going to pay the bill for this. And, you know, Larry said, talked about cell phones for your kids, and Phil Dodd, if you need to raise your gas, you got to raise your gas price. Guess what? If they won't pay it, they ain't going to get it. If I want brand new, beautiful slate floor in my laundromat, I can't raise my prices double. Nobody will come and do it. So you have to look at government money the same way. I don't get that. And again, I have no problem with anybody else in here has a problem with you getting what you have to have. And 4 years behind ADA compliance isn't our fault either. It's the government's fault. Whoever was on there before that, waiting until after the fact to try to do it. Now you can't just say, oh, we got to do it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to work on this for 3 years. And so, Annex Building needs a new elevator. There you go. There's another 200 grand or whatever that's going to be. If you need stuff in the Annex Building, put it in a new building, you go somewhere else. That'd be North County, it could be wherever. But I went over this last commissioner's meeting and back at the high school again. And nobody disagrees with what you have to put in place, but we all disagreed with spending the amount of money we want to spend, because we don't need another courthouse added to this courthouse that's limestone and three stories tall. You can build something else for at least half that price. So I'm done with that.
I've got a comment. With the technology we got today, why do we need X number of thousand square feet? Everything's gone digital. You can put everything in this courthouse on a damn digital thing right here in this room, and it'll cover everything. We all know that.
With all due respect, sir, the state says you have to hold on to those documents for seven years.
We can do that, but they can switch them over onto the digital. How are you doing?
I understand. We're doing still have to hold on.
You do not need 9 to 10,000 square feet for Plaskett County. Plaskett County is shrinking instead of growing, thanks to the forefathers. Right or wrong?
Right.
Sir, how do I wake up? He's coming. You throw money around like a kid out having a party.
I've
got a comment, Art. Go right ahead.
I will. This was thrown in our lap, and unfortunately,
I understand.
It should have been done 3 years ago.
I agree.
And we're taking the flat for it, and you guys, everybody's having to pay for it.
Yep.
That's an unfortunate situation. We're trying to get it done because eventually it's going to have to be done.
And I agree with
this. This is $2016 dollars. This should have been done in $1975 dollars.
I agree with
you. And then some of the rear ends, they didn't touch this place.
I agree
That's
with
why they had it shifted.
I agree with you. And I can't see putting money into this old relic. You condemn the county home. Let's condemn this thing. Go out and build a new one.
Nobody condemned the county home.
Like Mr. Weidrich said, and what Don said it all, you better listen to both of them. And that's all I got to say.
Tom, I think you're right.
Jeff, I said somebody suggested moving the courtroom to the Justice Center.
Yes.
How much cost would that be?
I didn't figure out the total cost for that because the addition itself, reconfiguring the building, would be monumental when the building's built. I would have had to call in an engineering company to actually charge us to figure that out. I've done every part of this. I've tried to save as much money as I could in getting these figures. The big job, like the renovation of this building, the addition, that sort of thing. There was some small cost attributed to it, but not huge amounts.
if we were going to look at something like that, I'd have to have engineers come in and actually dig into the place.
Okay, well, I understand that. Whether your foundations are acceptable to add to it and the like, I understand all that construction. My point being is you could have both courtrooms over there. You would eliminate several issues as far as security is concerned because it would all be in the Justice Center. If you take the courtroom out of this renovation, you remove most of the need for the addition. I can't feature adding to the justice or how configuring the justice center to have two courtrooms in it. And that was my question too. Why do we need two courtrooms? Yes, I understand we've got two judges, but that may go away in another year. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But if you get everything involved, the justice system in the justice center, then we solve a lot of issues. That's my question. We haven't looked at that cost. That cost, I'm sure, is far less than the cost of litigation.
There are other, I'll agree with you, there are other issues involved in that, though. If we're going, like the judge has said, if we're going to go on to that building, we have to make it with keeping the court staff and the public out of contact with prisoners.
I understand.
So the offices that are up there would have to be reconfigured. The prosecutor's office and the probation department would have to be moved because that back in that section is where the prisoners come up in the elevator. So those offices could no longer be in there.
Are we going to have to do that anyhow down the road? Because all of a sudden they're going to come along and say, oh, we do the Justice Center.
I can't answer that. All I can say is with the amount of space that we have there currently and the amount of space going out towards the road there that we have for an addition for additional space, it wouldn't work. You have two large offices that have to be relocated, and you have to have offices for the court staff, and the court staff up here takes up more space than the current space that's over there. And then you're also adding in an additional courtroom. Even another courtroom the size of the one that's over there, you'd end up pushing it out. So that would be extremely complicated, and I think if you start to delve into it and get engineers involved to tell you exactly what you need, you're going to be looking at pretty big dollars. I mean, I can't even begin to guess what that would be, but it would be expensive.
I still have a feeling it would be less expensive than the addition.
Well, the addition is 2.8, so
I think if you can bring that courtroom and do what we can do over there. And I'm afraid what I'm hearing is that we're going to do it anyway. And he didn't end down the road full 5 years, but I'm afraid we wouldn't do it anyway. So why not do it? If we're going to do it now, again, my feelings.
Tom, you were going to say something earlier.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I sit here and listen, and Mr. Gutwein's statement that we've been working on this for 3 years. Yes, we have. But as far as this addition and all this spending money, that's just come about in the last 6 months to a year. We were just for 3 years we've been looking into what was wrong, what needed to be fixed, and what we needed to do to become compliant. And we just hired the architect in February.
They were doing work with us last fall, October, I think.
October. Okay. But it hasn't been that long. That's one thing I want to clarify. Another thing, the addition, I'm not sold on it myself. Do we need more space? I really don't think so. We, as a council, voted, and I can't remember when it was, but we spent quite a little bit of money to get all this stuff put on tape or
CDs.
So storage is not a in my opinion, is not an issue at all. It's a lot of it is what you wish you could have and what versus what you need,
exactly.
In my opinion.
Hey, Tom, you're saying that storage, the paper that we have here, is not an issue? Did I not show you guys pictures of the storage we have in the basement over there right now? And we put more paper over there every day because it's mandated that we keep this paper over there.
How much are I remember taking pictures. I wish I had pictures with me today to show you guys how much paper, how much we have seen over the basement of the Justice Center. It's huge amounts, and it grows every day. We have a lead paperless yet. We're working on going paperless. But even if we go paperless at that point in time, it's mandated that we keep this paper that's sitting over there.
Yeah, keep all the papers over there?
According to the judges and that, they mandate different things. So, and according to the state, there's different retention laws that we have. So, no, we can't get rid of the paper for a certain amount of time.
Oh,
I mean, whether it be 7 years, 10 years.
Right.
And some of it, we can't get rid of it all.
Right.
Until somebody passes away. I mean, I apologize. I'm not meaning.
No, that's okay. But my question would be, I mean, if you have a room this size of paper and you have to keep 7 years, it's not for 7 years, what about how much of it is older than 7 years that you can't get rid of?
That I can't tell you. What I'm telling you is I came back in September, and this place was even more full after I came back from when I was here prior. And, I mean, it just keeps growing. I mean, you guys have been around. I mean, you know, we send people over to actually look at this paper. You know, we send people over to go find, dig through this paper to bring something back to them. And sometimes they don't find it. They, you know, there's so much over there. I mean, I'm serious. I mean,
don't you think it's you could store the paper if that's our room, if that's our issue, for less than $2.5 million?
Well, my understanding is, and I don't know this because Jeff just brought it up, I mean, to store the paper in certain places, I mean, you're talking, you know, probably air quality control has to be, you know, heat, cool, it has to be probably under security.
Yeah.
So at that point, you know, you're...
I think it's a $200,000 facility.
Yeah, I don't know. Right.
Which is...
You know, I'm not, you know, saying anything about that. I'm just telling you guys that, you know, when you guys say there ain't a storage problem, there is a storage problem. Trust me, there's definitely a storage problem.
But, yeah, I mean, this council, $200,000 is about $2.2 million less than building an addition to store paper. So, I mean, just throw that out there for you.
Well, the addition is not built strictly to store paper.
I understand.
That needs to be stated. Nope. That you're making it sound like $2 million store paper. That's not the case.
Okay.
Going forward on that storage, I mean, with everything going on with Microfisher Digital, that storage capacity is going to be nil going forward, correct?
Sure.
I mean, so that's not going to, and of course, I mean, we don't know what the future is, but I mean,
but that's not true.
If you have,
I just got to say it, even though we go digital, you still have to keep that paper. And we're still mandated to keep that paper. Right now, we're still mandated to do that. Now, there is things coming down.
I have a hard copy on all that. So
right, and there is things that's changing. I mean, you know, that we could actually do different mandates I've looked at. You know, you can do CDs, you can burn them on CDs, plus do the microfiche. Then maybe you can get rid of the paper. But there's different ways to get rid of it. It has to be mandated to be able to actually get rid of it. And that has to come from the state, or the judges have to mandate it for us.
Keep moving.
I apologize. No, that's fine.
Yes.
You know, we're hearing a lot of details, and excuse me if I'm going to try to segment and simplify this, but we're hearing this needs to be done because of that, this. I don't know if I'm the only one here, but I look at people when something's said, and they don't know what's going on with the new addition, with this and that. It appears to me that we need to kind of look at this and start to simplify it so we can look and make some good decisions. The options that I hear we have is renovate this building, and that would be for complete use. That's ADA, single entry, HVAC, and the outside.
Correct.
Okay. Number two, include a new addition. That is the above, which is built on, ADA, single entry, HVAC, and the outside. Or number three, a complete off-site. That's a new building. Then what are you going to do with this old building? and maybe we need to kind of start that way so we can look at what do we really want to do.
We've been through all that. That's what he was.
Well, it seemed to be that he had numbers that coincided. If we did that, if we did this,
there's a lot of intermingling with some of the stuff. We look at those three simplified options and then a combination of a lot of those simplified options, and that's where some of those numbers were at.
And it's just me. If anybody else is kind of confused on that, it might be handy to start clarifying that a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine.
Yes, sir.
I got to agree with Tim down there. We got to throw some common sense into this. The county owns, I believe, 116 acres west of town. In my thinking, it'd be fantastic to have a one-level building. You would not have to worry about the ADA. You'd have all your high-efficiency electricity, heating, cooling, more parking, for less money.
Why would we not have to worry about ADA? We have to worry about ADA in every single county building.
Everything's on one level. You're not going to have no elevators there.
You have ADA, but you wouldn't have an elevator.
But we still have to
have ADA. You have to need bathrooms and the entrance.
So, you're not going to need that expand. And I don't know if Larry made the comment, or maybe you did, Terry, about this, and nobody did anything for 20 years. If I remember, you served as commissioner for them years.
I tried, Jerry. Okay. We can go back in the middle of the UMC.
No problem.
Tim, I've got one question. Am I correct by stating, because remember I keep talking about moving this off-site, but don't we have to keep it in the square where it's at? And even if we abandon this building, it's under historical society or whatever, and we can't just tear it down. It still has to be
protected.
I mean, am I correct by that? I mean, it would take a real act to be able to actually get rid of this building.
What did you call the square?
I don't know. I was under the impression, I don't know this for sure, but I was under the impression that they have to keep it in this area as a square or something.
I don't. It says county seat.
It's all county seat. That's what.
Yeah, that's what it says. Nobody's
up county seat.
If it's out of town, it's not county seat.
I'm just.
Glad you raised your hand. I think. You want to speak to Mike, please?
Hey, just called on Sheriff Hornet's Nest. I thank everybody for coming. And I respect all the council and the commissioners. But I'm sort of, like Terry said, he tried. He had Emily's dad as the county attorney. And when Larry's on it, why did something get done? He's just said that. I've had on it. And stuff like that. We need to move on. I agree with Tom. We need to be very cautious with our money. But I don't think this has to be done this next few months. We have two new commissioners and two new council members coming on. I think they're going in their laps.
Throwing their lap.
Well, so we don't have to pass the buck for throwing it in their laps. James, did you leave?
In the resident. Well, there's a little void in the conversation here right now. RBI, you might have, maybe I misstated. I think storage is important, but I don't think it's one of the main reasons that we need anything.
No, I wasn't even getting at that. But, I mean, when people start talking about storage, I just can't believe that, because you can even go downstairs at the assessor's office.
Oh, yeah.
They're out in the hallway now with papers.
I would.
And it's just, you know, we just have so much. You guys just wouldn't believe how much we have. And it'd be great for us to go digital. I mean, we're working on it. I mean, we have the programs. We're working. I've got two offices that we're moving forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't still eliminate the need for paper.
Yeah.
Because with the government, government, you know, likes their paper.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's hard to change.
I understand.
It's hard to change offices. I mean, I've tried. Trust me. Last 6 months, I've tried changing offices.
It's hard to do. You talk about the assessor's office. I would encourage everybody here to go down and take a good look at it, right? And not because of the storage issue, right, in my opinion. It's the health and safety of the people that work here.
Tom, the three locations I think I know of is the northeast corner of the county highway building, rural, is full of paper. 6 feet high on several shelves. The basement of the Justice Center and the historical building down below the hill at the by the annex. And the fourth one, I believe, is we have storage in the annex building, rooms in there also. But
I still think that's a minor issue compared to some of
right.
the other stuff we got to do.
Right.
Because nobody's breathing down our necks saying, we're going to fine you if you don't build more storage.
Correct. Yep, you're correct. It's those other items that need to. Jay, I wanted to wait until you got back there. Alex, I'm glad you're here. You missed a good presentation, I think. But I respect that you want to recognize that we will have a new set of commissioners come on board and council members at the first of the year. In an act of war, you have a general who knows that he's leaving in 6 weeks, 6 months. He doesn't stop leaving that day 6 months prior. He is fighting to the last day. So December 31st, I'm still going to be a commissioner of Alaska County doing my best. Some will say that my best is not enough. I get it. Some will say that I can do a lot better. And those things I have to live with the rest of my life. So with that being said, I am making a motion to move forward with the addition of this courthouse to be started immediately as possible, and not to delay this for the next administration who could come in and say, we're not going to do anything. My motion is to draw up the necessary paperwork, finalize the designs that need to be done. If there's places that we need to trim the corners to accommodate the needs, whether it be a three-story, two-story, the addition needs to be able to accommodate the ADA requirements, the IT requirements, the single point entry requirements, the additional office space, the restroom facilities to make it legitimate in ADA requirements. That is my motion to move forward with the addition of this courthouse.
I will second Commissioner Brady's motion to move forward. Motion and a second. I'm sorry, we've got a motion and a second.
That's okay. I just have one comment. You let me make it.
Have a motion. I have a second.
I second.
I second it. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Yes, sir.
Yes.
All opposed.
Yes.
All opposed.
No.
Opposed.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Amber.
Thank you.
No.
Sure.
How can you have the audacity to go and jam this through and shove it down Alaska County taxpayers' throat just because you're one of the coolest sticking point? And that's exactly what I see, and I'll bet you $100 that people out here are saying the same sneaking thing, and that ticks me off.
If that's what you think, all right, I swore an oath. 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 I swore an oath.
I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I swore an oath. I
I've been to South America to help the AGU people. I know what it's like. I've helped a bunch of them.
Councilor,
Kerry.
There will be a time for discussion on your motion.
That's up to the council. We talk for a while. Isn't it illegal for you to spend money without having council approval?
Sir.
Yeah, well, you did not say anything in your motion about council approval. You didn't say it?
I will make my motion pending council's approval. Thank you.
Second the motion. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Opposed?
Yeah.
Motion carried.
And this is, the motion was for the full-blown renovation in addition to the whole ball.
I'm sorry, but how did it get up to 9 million?
It's fine throughout the line. The actual cost is 8,520,000. That's plus interest.
Plus interest.
That's
about.
Okay. I can't hear when there's disruption in the crowd there, so please let me hear.
Let me pull out the financial report. The total cost of the overall project with bonding, soft cost, allowances for capitalized interest, underwriter's discount, and issuance cost, the total borrowing amount is $8,580,000.
Okay. And this was after the consultation and everything just recently, correct? Okay.
Yes, this is the latest from UMBA after the meetings that we've had and the presentations we've given. These are the same numbers that was given during the presentations at both locations.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. It seems like the comments from the audience really didn't have a whole lot of input, but maybe you didn't care to hear the input of the taxpayers, I don't know. I can see where you move ahead to do something, but to come in and then say, here's the whole blown thing, let's vote on it,
yeah,
right quick. You know, to me, that seems good line to line.
As Max said, it has not been approved by the council yet, sir. You may come back and say, we'd like to revisit it, maybe option B of just renovation. That's going to be up to them. I could, if I made the motion, option A, which is rent addition, or option B, renovation, I move that it be either or. I at least gave a motion of one direction. They may come back and say, Commissioner Brady and the commissioners, let's reconsider it. That's their privilege to do that.
But the motion was for the whole thing.
It wasn't
for them to decide. It was for the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes, my motion was
on you. He modified the motion to the council. I personally would like to see some more information from UMBA on some of the other total expenses. Was that total expenses, interest, and everything for the options?
Okay.
Yeah. So that would include all the interest and everything.
Yeah, 8,580,000 is the total for everything, interest included.
And the different options for the different, the renovation, the compliance?
I don't have that broken down here.
Yeah, I'd like to see some of that information so we know exactly what our bill is going to be.
The night that UMBA made their presentations, it's in there. It's on the page. It's on page. Can't tell you. It's in there.
All the different options were in there?
Okay.
Yes. I'll look at it.
They don't actually come right out and say what each option is. I think it says option A, option B, option C, and option D, and the total tax impact on each one of those.
Okay.
If you want, I can email those to everybody. So you can see.
I'd like to make a motion with all the controversy here, and we're going to get a new ballot commissioners. I'd like to make a motion to not fund the project at this time.
I really believe it needs a new elevator. And that's my opinion. I don't think we can fund this. The taxpayers are...
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to not fund the entire project at this time. Take a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Let's look at some combined options and see where we're at. Maybe we can get with it. I mean, the businessmen in this community are the ones that are really going to have to pay for this. And I know, Don, some of the information that you brought up in our meeting before just really surprised me how much it was hitting you guys. And I think that's very important. We got for businesses in this community. And it's something I'm going to, now that I got the floor here a little bit, I got to say this is something that's been bothering me forever. About 5 years ago, the library board came before the council and they wanted to put a $2 million addition on the library. And we said, no, we didn't think it was a good idea at this time. They did it anyway.
Okay.
I didn't realize that West Central School Corporation has $15 million that the taxpayers have paid for. That's $15 million not even for the whole county. It's only half the county. Blascata County School Board just renewed their bond for $15 million, which you're not going to see in your taxes unless they didn't renew it. And then you would see a big drop in your taxes, but they didn't. So these are issues that we got to look at too. I mean, the county, the council, yeah, we're trying to cut corners here, but we're trying to help, we're trying to listen to everybody. It doesn't seem like everybody else is doing their fair share in the county either. And I think that's where some of that money needs to be cut. I mean, that's when I heard some of these things, I didn't realize West Central was in the same boat. It's like, my goodness, talk about keep spending money. And what? I was at Saturday morning, I was at McGlure, I was at the school. I just, $15 million, show me where it went, guys. Show me where it went.
Yes, sir. One comment I've got to make, and it comes from my background in construction. When they start renovating this building, and if you didn't figure out, I am against the addition. Totally. But that addition has to be built so you can move people out of the offices. That's why I advocate going to the courts, moving them out. Then you can move the auditor's office to the old courtroom, et cetera, et cetera. Because once you start this construction, you're going to have a tremendous disruption in this building.
We talked about that. That was one. I worked with projects too. I'm an engineer and stuff like that. But I did. That was one of the things that I brought up right away. Was, you know, how can this be done without disrupting the whole court system, without disrupting all the different offices? And they said,
"Well, but we can talk about."
But thank you for making that point. But yes, that was.
That point has to be kept in mind.
Yes, most definitely.
Which to me means something moves off site at least temporarily.
Jay, can I just one more quick thing?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate the council looking far enough ahead to realize that we need to look at more things and putting this off for a little bit to gather more information. The only other thing I would request would be try to keep us in the loop of what's happening. I mean, there's nothing been said, and it's not your fault. I'm not sure where it goes, but nothing was said publicly since the last West Central meeting when this meeting was going to be. I only found out about it at the last commissioner's meeting when they were talking about it a little bit, and I wasn't sure what they were talking about, and I asked them at the end, what's going on with the new building? Oh, we're having a meeting tonight. It's the only way I knew about it. And, I mean, I emailed half people in here, and that might be why they're all here. And if that's the case, maybe I'm sorry, but I thought they all needed to know about it.
The public needs to know about it.
And so I guess I'm just asking, I don't know how to do that other than maybe put it in the paper. I mean, there was nothing in the paper about this meeting.
We're meeting every month.
I
don't know that it is. It's close to what the agenda is, but it's not that.
No, because I never know what the agenda is until you tell me.
So it's just a meeting. Yeah, the meeting.
I'm just asking that since everyone knows this is a pretty big issue with everybody sitting in this room and the whole county, it's a gigantic project to take on whatever we decide to do, or you decide to do. It would be nice if you were made aware of any meetings that are coming up to have more discussion on this. You guys don't have to, but I'm just requesting that maybe you would, and
right.
So we can all not feel like it's just being jammed right here and get it done.
I think that we have done, as a county and the commissioner, as a council and commissioner, I think we've been trying to do
the right thing in getting you guys involved. We had the meetings, you know, the public meetings.
Right.
And the hearings.
We appreciated that.
And that was the whole idea, was to get everybody involved, get everybody's opinion, because we knew this was going to be a big impact on the county.
I was just kind of a big surprise that visiting tonight that was going to be specifically about this, and this is, and we were going to make the motion and all this other stuff. So I'm just,
sorry about that.
No, that's no problem. I'm just asking for future, since everybody knows this is a pretty big deal to everybody. You know, we all want to work together and get what we need for the least amount of money we can spend as taxpayers. So that's all I'm asking for. Thank you.
And can I say something? As a business owner and a taxpayer of Plaskett County for over 30 years and council member now for 6 years, I need to tell you that, you know, everything that we decide here, yes, it does affect each and every one of us. It affects me just as much as it does you. But also as a business owner, I can't sit by and see things just lay stagnant. And I've seen that for many, many years. Unfortunately, the people who it affects are those who, and I'm sorry if it sounds this way, but for those people who are satisfied with sitting back and seeing nothing happen. And in a case like this, where we have persons who cannot get up here safely, cannot get in our building safely, where we have documents that need to be protected, that we have so many things that need to be done here, that we keep holding it back. We keep holding on because we don't want to spend that money. Well, I'm sorry, but when you're gone, that money's not doing you a bit of good. And I get taxed just as hard as everybody else does. Like I said, as a business owner, even when I homeschooled my children, I was still being taxed by the school system. So, you know, I understand what, you know, the money going for, how you feel. But we need to do something. We can't just keep waiting. And we certainly can't wait until next year when our new commissioners and our new council members come. Because then it'll be another year and another year and another year. Now, if you want to bulldoze this courthouse, if you think that that's going to be cheaper, go for it. But think again and look what it's going to cost you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Alex.
Anything else, guys?
Second.
I'll move to adjourn the commissioner's portion of the joint session.
Okay. Motion second adjourned. All in favor, say aye.
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 We made a motion to adjourn.
Who adjourned on the council? Who made the
Doug.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
We will.
Hey, you can't
listen to me. We need to convene our council meeting on Friday.